Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Today, our third of three segments with Warren Beeler, Director of Animal Ag Marketing with the State Department of Agriculture. At a talk for the Louisville Ag Club, he provided an overview of the progress in farming here.
I think, interesting enough, the one we wouldn't have thought was there was poultry, and poultry has gone over a billion now. Coming off a year where corn was so high and we had such a huge crop, corn comes in second. Then we go into horses and beef cattle and soybeans and dairy on down the line. And then and some of the smaller ones now, and even the hog thing is probably eighth or ninth. Nurseries, vegetables become down the line.
On diversification in farming, as the evolution in tobacco moves forward, a promising and growing consumer trend, he says, is buying local.
The demand is off the charts. It's just so exciting. And then people know there's a difference between eating out of a can and eating out of a garden. And that advantage is huge. And we need more and more people. I don't know that we'll ever. It's so hard. So hard. I mean, people get out here and they see it and it looks easy from the outside looking in. But when you go out there and you depend on rain to fall out of the sky to make a living like we do in agriculture, and then it's hot and 100 degrees and the sweat's running off the end of your nose, it is tough.
But the expansion in numbers of and demand for roadside markets and community farmers markets make that an area for economic growth in farming here. We'll be right back.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we know that rural properties don't fit into a nice little box. Rural home loans can be tricky for banks to navigate, but for us, they're what we do every day. In fact, the more out of the box the property you're interested in, the more we can do to help streamline the loan process. To simplify your rural home purchase, call 855-605-9346 or visit e-farmcredit.com. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal housing lender.
Back for the Kentucky Ag Department's Warren Beeler on the state of farming. He feels the major impetus for progress in ag here came just over 10 years ago when the General Assembly earmarked 50% of the tobacco settlement for improving ag infrastructure.
That tobacco settlement money, Mike, has helped us not only do it better, but do it better than we've ever done it. From silies, genetics, forages, the whole deal. The great thing about tobacco money, we're just blessed to have gotten it. And it's still there for now. But plain simple fact is, not only have we done a good job, we figured out what we couldn't do a little bit, which was still smart, but we took what we could do and we just got really, really good at it. I was amazed at the sale last night in Bowling Green, and I was paralyzed at how good those cattle were that the guy was selling, and I was paralyzed at how well the farmers recognized that and were willing to pay. That means we've gotten it done.
KDA's Warren Beeler. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.